Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
We're already seeing the Christmas theme in stores throughout the United States, so it's time to look forward to the holidays. And an organization that does that annually in a very unique way is the National Christmas Tree Association. Here with me in the interview to talk about some of the activities and promotional opportunities that they are participating in is Pam Helmsing. Pam, can you first of all give us a quick synopsis of just a couple of the ways that the organization is working to get people in, I guess, into the Christmas spirit this year?
The National Christmas Tree Association represents about 5,000 Christmas tree growers and retailers around the country. And they work year-round to make sure that your fresh live Christmas trees are the perfect Christmas tree, that they are fresh and green and the very central part of your traditional Christmas celebration.
So you have a couple of programs that you're working on with the organization. One of them that I think is most interesting is the idea of bringing Christmas trees to our armed forces families who are here in the country. Can you talk about that and tell us what it's called and how that works?
That's right, Chuck. One of the things that the National Christmas Tree Association has done is this is the 40th year that we present a tree to the White House. And, of course, the prime resident in the White House is the commander-in-chief of our military. And this year, the National Christmas Tree Association is pulled together with 16 state Christmas tree organizations and Christmas tree growers nationwide to donate about 3,500 trees to U.S. troops and their families. We're calling it the Trees for Troops program. It is being supported. The transportation is being supplied by the FedEx company. The growers are donating the trees. It's being done under the umbrella of the Christmas Spirit Foundation, which is a 501c3 public charity. Its website address is ChristmasSpiritFoundation.org, and people can go there to get more information about it or to see how they can help support this effort.
So the Trees for True program, how is that actually going to work?
There will be collection points in each of 16 states where the growers from that area will bring their trees to a particular farm and where they will be picked up. The trucks will caravan, so they'll move from state to state and add trees and then stop by the military bases and leave the trees at the military base. The Army and the Marines will be in charge of exactly who gets the trees, but they will be going to U.S. military troops and their families. On November 15th, the kickoff of the program, the trees will be collected in Ohio, and they will be shipped by FedEx to Qatar, where they will be distributed to troops overseas. The others will be given to families who maybe have someone serving overseas and help them have a little bit more of a traditional Christmas when they're celebrating Christmas, maybe away from home and under very trying circumstances. And we hope that that brings back some of the spirit of Christmas for those families and shows some appreciation from the American people for the sacrifices that they're making for us.
Well, that sounds like a great program and certainly timely, of course, because of the season coming upon us. I've been speaking with Pam Helmsing with the National Christmas Tree Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.